Hi everyone, welcome to Milad Show Talking Every Night. Hi, this is Milad and I presented and talk more about Lesson 4 in Power English course. It's called Beliefs. What do you think about beliefs? What do you think about opinion? Let's talk more about this. In this lesson, AJ's talk and give a lot of information to us about beliefs. There are two kinds of beliefs. First is limiting, and second is empowering. There are two kinds of side of beliefs. Positive side is empowering, and negative side is limiting. So let's talk more about first side, negative side, limiting. What do you think about limiting? Do you think limit every time? Do you think about limiting just one time during your learning process? What do you think about it? Limiting, it means limit, it means something that stops you, something that stop you to go ahead, to getting better, to improving, something that stops you to continue your way, to keep on or stick it out in your way. This is the negative side, and it's called limiting. Many people who want to learn English have a strong limiting beliefs. As AJ said, when he went to Japan, Osaka, Japan, many of his students in Japan explain for him that they can learn English, they can speak English well, they are not good at English. Or say AJ's best student named Tomoe said, AJ, I'm not good at English. I have English trauma? What the meaning of trauma? I don't learn that. I don't see that word. So let's more talking about trauma. Trauma means injury. Trauma means hurt, deep hurt. When Tomoe said me, I have English trauma, it means I have a deep hurt at English. I have a deep injury at English. I have very sad experiences at English. I said experiences. Experiences means your example, your references. Many people talk more about their experiences because they had not positive experiences. Why did they have not positive experiences from English? Why? Ask yourself. I answer you. Did you have a great time in your school? Did you have a fantastic, phenomenal, talented teachers, English teachers? Did you have a great atmosphere in your English class? Did you waste your time in your English class or use it? Which one? Answer me. Be honest about it. Many people answered no. Why? Why they answered no? Because they didn't have any excited, great time in their English classes in the past. So I decided to search in net, in categories, in box, and many, most of my students said me, AJ's talk more, AJ's talk. AJ said, we had English trauma because they had negative experiences. They thought English is difficult. In fact, they said the sentences every time. English is difficult. English is boring. English is complicated. I'm not good at English. That's not true. Trust yourself. That's not true. Be focused about it. Be honest. English is difficult, right? No. Because they come from your experiences. They come from your negative imagine, your negative thinking, your negative experiences. When you were in your school, your English teachers talk to you. Maybe you got a red mark in your paper, and you got bad point, bad mark at your English exams, and so, and so many examples like that. You experience so many examples right then. So now, what do you think about limiting? What do you think about negative limiting beliefs? Come on, hurry up right now. Do it right now. Do what, AJ? Do it right now. Cut them down. Weaken them. Weaken what? Weaken limiting beliefs. Weaken your negative experiences. Weaken your negative thinking about English. Weaken your negative, I'm not good at English. I'm not great English speaker. English is so difficult. English is so boring. Cut them down. Come on. You can do it. I believe you. So you have to believe yourself, because when you believe yourself, peoples and everyone around you believe you, because you believe yourself. And if you don't want to believe yourself, it's terrible. Believe it, just believe it. You are good at English. English is not difficult. English is not boring. English is not complicated. English is so excited. English is so fun. English is effortless. You are good. You are great at English. Just think about it. As AJ said a lot of times to me and you, we listen a lot of times to AJ's podcasts. But in these podcasts, in this lesson, AJ's refer to very important point: limiting beliefs. We have cut them down. We have weakened them. We have get them weaker and weaker and weaker. Finally, We have removed them out brain. We can do it now. We can do it right now. We can do it every day. Every day ask ourselves. Every day ask yourself. Ask yourself why I am not good at English. Because I said you. Because your experiences in English. Because your negative thinking about English. And when you think about English, oh my god, English is coming by. I'm not good at English. It's not true. Right? Do you agree with me or not? Then we talk about positive side. Yes. Positive side. What is the positive side? Positive side, I said at the beginning of lesson, empowering. Empowering means something that give you power, or empower means you give power to someone, you give power to somebody. And empowering beliefs means beliefs that give you power. Beliefs that make you powerful. Yes, these are empowering beliefs. And with these empowering beliefs, you can better and better and better. You can much faster, better at English. Let's try it now. This is your homework. Every day. When you listen to this, when you listen to lesson 4 every day, what do you want to do? Every day, say these sentences. I'm a great English speaker. My brain is a natural learning machine for English. My brain is a great natural English learning machine. Is a natural language learning. Yes, said it many times every day and believe it. Believe yourself, you can do it. So that is the end of the lesson 4 beliefs. This is my storyline. This is my retell. Can I retell this story for you? I just say main audio or main lesson by my words, by my vocabulary. I have a lot of mistake. I know it. I just try to correct them and less and weaken them, just as AJ said about this. And have a great time. Bye for now. I see you in the next time.